As predicted, a lot of new information has come out over the weekend, some verified, some not, about the tragic incident in which 42-year-old cinematographer, wife, and mother Helena Hutchins was killed, and 48-year-old director Joel Souza was injured. What has come out from crew members who were on the scene when this all occurred is that it was a rehearsal, which included a scene where Alec Baldwin's character points a gun directly at the camera and fires. Being the director of photography, Helena was behind the lens setting up the camera angles with the director, Joel Souza, directly behind her and looking over her shoulder, a very common scenario in filmmaking. The horrific part is that the projectile hit Helena in the chest, went through her, and struck Joel in the clavicle. A blank, even a portion of a blank, as was the case with Brandon Lee in 1993, doesn't do that. It was more than likely a live bullet. Comments we had on part one included a lot of viewers giving their thoughts on what happened. A few said that they believe it was a disgruntled crew member who put a live bullet in the prop gun, but they didn't intend for anyone to get hurt. This is where I call BS. Everyone on a film set knows what's on the day's agenda, what scenes are being rehearsed, and what scenes are being filmed. Whoever placed a bullet in that prop gun, and it's pretty clear that is exactly what happened, knew exactly what scene was being rehearsed that afternoon. Does that sound like murder to you? This is Solve Crimes. Before we get into some of the details that have emerged over the weekend, I want to explore something that has been on my mind since Thursday when this tragedy occurred. The now infamous death of Bruce Lee's son Brandon Lee on the set of The Crow was the result of a fragment of a blank projected from the prop gun. That was in 1993. In response, the industry placed safety protocols to prevent this from happening again. It's 2021. 28 years have passed since Brandon Lee was killed on set. Technology exists where a face of a famous actor can be placed on another person, making it appear to be that actor in a scene. It's called deepfake. There's a link in the description to an example of the popular video series Deep Tom Cruise. It's creepily convincing. So with technology that advanced at their disposal, why is the film industry still using prop guns at all? It is very easy to place gunfire noises and muzzle flashes in post, meaning after the film has been shot. Hopefully, in the aftermath of Helena's death, the film industry will ban all prop guns from every film set. It's way past time to get rid of any type of projectile on a movie set. It guarantees that this will never happen again. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know in the comments. If you're old enough to remember, in 1984, during the filming of the action-adventure series Cover Up, actor John Eric Hexum died of a self-inflicted gunshot to the head. The gun was loaded with blanks. Of course, many conspiracy theories have been flying around, one of which is that Dave Halls, the assistant director on the Rust set, was also on the set of The Crow in 1993 and handled the prop gun that killed Brandon Lee. So far, there is zero evidence that Halls had worked on The Crow film. Halls did, however, select one of three prop guns and handed one to Alec Baldwin. That prop gun was the one that killed Helena Hutchins and wounded Joel Souza. It has been reported that he handed the prop gun to Baldwin and announced cold gun, which is the industry term, meaning that the gun was safe. Several individuals have come out in the days since the shooting claiming that Halls has faced complaints in past productions, including two episodes for the Hulu series Into the Dark. It was said that he disregarded safety protocols, ignored blocked exits and lanes, and was even noted for instances of inappropriate sexual behavior. In another instance, Halls was removed from the set and consequently fired from the production of the 2019 film Freedom's Path when a prop gun unexpectedly discharged on set. A sound crew member recoiled from the blast, causing a minor injury. The crew member was evaluated by an on-set medic and advised to seek medical treatment. The crew member returned to the set a few days later. Does this seem at all familiar to you? It has now been reported that it was a rehearsal for a gunfight inside the church. The B camera operator was on a camera dolly looking at a monitor with Hutchins and Souza. They were repositioning the camera to remove a shadow. In the scene, Baldwin was to remove a gun from his holster, pointing it towards the camera and firing. Remember, this was a rehearsal. He was not going to actually fire the gun. Baldwin was in the process of explaining to the crew how he planned to draw the gun from the holster. When he removed the firearm, it discharged a single time, and the projectile struck Hutchins and Souza. Because of the early stage of designing the scene, the cameras were not recording. This incident was not caught on film. Per the affidavit submitted Friday to obtain the search warrant, the gun that fired the fatal shot was used for target practice by crew members that week. It's entirely possible that they left live rounds in the gun, but that's what the industry-wide safety protocols are there for. It's clear that the protocols were not followed. Another thing we learned this weekend was that there was an armorer on set, newcomer to the business Hannah Gutierrez, who is supposed to check each weapon before it's used by the cast. It's unclear at this point whether or not she checked the actual gun before it was given to Baldwin by Halls. Helena's husband, Matt, posted a tribute and photo of Helena and her son on October 22nd, the day after she was killed. Helena inspired us all with her passion and vision, and her legacy is too meaningful to encapsulate in words. Our loss is enormous, and we ask that the media please respect my family's privacy as we process our grief. We thank everyone for sharing images and stories of her life. The shooting has sparked further industry debates about the use of guns on film sets. Helena's cinematographer teacher at AFI, Bill Dill, said that the use of guns with blanks is archaic when the technology is available to edit the effects during post-production. A day after this incident, TV show The Rookie showrunner Alexi Hawley announced that the show is banning live guns on set, saying that it is now policy on The Rookie set that all gunfire will be using airsoft guns with CG muzzle flashes added in post-production. In a sworn affidavit filed on October 22nd, along with a request for a search warrant, Detective Joel Cano stated that neither Dave Halls or Alec Baldwin knew the gun was loaded with live ammunition. The IATSE Local 44 sent an email to the press claiming that a live single round was the cause. In industry terms, that doesn't specifically mean a bullet. It refers to any type of projectile. Local authorities have said, "We haven't even begun the forensics on that issue." The Rust production has been shut down indefinitely while law enforcement conducts their investigation. If they believe charges should be filed for one or more people, they will refer the evidence to the local prosecutor's office. The New Mexico Occupational Health and Safety Bureau is also conducting their own investigation. The investigations will probably take some time. It will be a while before we know what exactly was loaded in the prop gun. With all of this new information being made public, does it change your point of view on this case? Do you think it was an upset crew member who placed a live bullet in the chamber of the gun? Do you think it was a terrible accident in which no one is to blame? Let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear your thoughts. This is Solve Crimes.